quarter away from graduating. So I had this friend that was a an art major. And I was visiting her up where they were painting, and I sort of said, well, I think I can do this. And I had never really drawn before that. So I went and changed my major to fine arts. And this was at a winter quarter, I believe. And I took two survey art history courses, going from cave painting to high Gothic, and from neoclassical to modern.
How'd you leave out Renaissance?
Well, that was the third series of the... I took the first, you know, it was a three-quarter survey, and I took the first and the last.
I see, okay.
Also a sculpture course, also a drawing course, also a painting course, and also a design course. Just a little bit of everything in art, just to see if I'd like it.
What is design?
Design is sort of like, you know, cutting up little things and seeing how things are put together. Just a, it's a required, you know, freshman level course. Well, I guess you could say that the art students at a college level are maybe 1 out of 1,000 is good, and the rest of them are mediocre to poor. But they sort of encourage them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They slop something on, and if you can verbally justify it, or even if you can't, you'll get a good grade in the course, you know. So, it really wasn't that much competition. I mean, I didn't feel like I was that far behind people who had drawn all their lives and taken all the art courses in high school and this stuff. So after 2 quarters of actually just setting out to learn how to draw and apply myself, I was sort of up with everybody else and ahead of most of them. I mean, the only people better than me were the ones that were really talented.
Yeah.
So I did that for, another year at UT. And at this time, everybody I knew was selling all of their possessions and buying motorcycles for a trip out west. So I bought most of their possessions at a very depressed rate. You know.
You didn't go out west with them.
No. Well, not right then. And then I was, between this, I was planning on getting a degree in education just so I'd have some sort of a vocation. And I changed my major to education, but it only lasted a day because I went in there and the guy that they had advised me, well, I had taken the 3 core courses everyone has to take in all in the same quarter and made A's in all of them. And I finally went in to get advice, and he said, you know, you have to student teach and you look like a slob or something. So I said, yeah, who needs this, you know? So I was only actually an education major for one day. Then I changed it back to art. Anyway, all this time I was still taking English courses, and I had just almost doubled the requirements for an English major. Also speech and theater courses and art history courses. So I just got sort of sick of school, and I dropped out. Even though I had, at this time I had already had more than enough hours for a degree,
mm-hmm.
but I was lacking a health course or something like that. So I dropped out and went out to Oregon. Lived there for a summer. Came back to Nashville for a little while. And then I went back to Oregon and enrolled at school in University of Oregon.
That's in Eugene?
In Eugene, right. Now, although I had all these hours, you have to have a residency requirement of 45 hours before they give you a degree. I couldn't go there and take one course and they give me a degree.
Right.
So, I just started taking courses. Among these were, the school's fantastic. Not only do they have a bachelor's degree, but they have a master's degree in fiction writing. So I took about 5 courses in short story writing. They had all of these